Genesis 50, verse 24. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. One of the most dramatic attempts to prepare for the afterlife, to take the treasures of this life into that afterlife, was the pyramids of Egypt. Fabulous wealth and art were buried with pharaohs like Tutankhamun and Ramses II, supposedly for them to enjoy in the afterlife. Abraham's great-grandson, Joseph, was instrumental in maintaining and developing that Egyptian civilization. He was the most influential man under the Pharaoh of his day. He probably could have had a pyramid to store his wealth in, to immortalize his name, to keep his body forever. But you won't find a pyramid with Joseph's name on it. Instead, he chose to have his bones in his coffin sitting for hundreds of years in front of the children of Israel to remind them that God had promised to bring them back to the promised land. And there he wanted to be buried with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Joseph thus disowned the mummified immortality of Egypt, choosing the vivified immortality of being gathered to Christ's people. Concerning the death of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we hear this very significant phrase: he was gathered to his people. Think how very different that expression is from, and he died, or he was buried. It speaks of living, being vivified. It speaks with assurance of the life that is to come, yes, also for you, through faith in Christ Jesus. Not rotting in a coffin, not mummified under a pile of stones. Joseph did not seek immortality through the wealth and power, the science and engineering of this world, nor through the romantic idea of a return to a Palestinian graveyard, but alone through faith in Jesus Christ, who died the death our sins deserved, and lives to never die again, that he might give that life to you, his people. Thus, long after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had physically died on this earth, God spoke to Moses saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Jesus points to those significant words to demonstrate the truth that the resurrection exists right now. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Listen then to how Hebrews 11 speaks to us about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So are we clinging to the mummified immortality of the things of this world instead of the vivified immortality of Christ's resurrection? Be gathered to Christ's people. He was gathered to his people. Notice that phrase not only speaks of life, it speaks about a reunion. Now, you may have been at some family reunions that you didn't desire to remain at forever. Maybe 3 hours seemed like forever. But after you're away from your friends, don't you desire to see them again? To share what's happened? To hang out? This being gathered to Christ's people is the most glorious reunion there will ever be. You don't want to miss it. And therefore, you don't want your friends or your relatives to miss it either. And so notice how Joseph, even in death, was trying to make sure that his friends and relatives didn't miss that reunion. He arranged for his bones and his coffin to sit there in front of the children of Israel as a reminder to them that God had promised to bring them out of Egypt into the promised land, and more important yet, had promised immortal life through Jesus Christ. He wanted his relatives to make that reunion. Joseph didn't know how dark things would become for Israel in the coming centuries. But he left a light shining, reminding them that because of Christ's resurrection, trusting in Jesus is never in vain. And so Hebrews 11 says this of Joseph. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. Vivified immortality comes only through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's a reunion you don't want to miss. Be gathered to Christ's people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 463, stanzas 1 and 4.